I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
I was thinking today I would like to talk about cotton.
Okay.
Oh, it's specifically cotton clothing.
Okay.
And this is one that I've been wanting to do for a while because I don't remember what episode it was that we had. Maybe it was our...
Yeah.
Could have been the hiking in the rain one, maybe.
Maybe.
Where we were talking about... I don't remember. It was a while ago, regardless. That you and I talked about, like, how much we love cotton and how, like, we had tried these synthetics and how much we didn't like them. And, like, we were, like, praising cotton
right.
as being, like, this great fabric. Well, I stand by cotton being an amazing fabric.
Right.
Turns out not necessarily for hiking, though.
Right. Yeah. Researching this and, like, just looking into other options and everything, it's like, well, now I got to spend a little bit of money to get other hiking shirts.
Right. So I was listening to a different podcast a while ago, and they made a very offhanded comment about... they referred to cotton as the death fabric for hiking.
Yeah.
Which is really what got me looking into this in the first place. And then turns out when you start looking into it, you can go down a whole rabbit hole with, like, why cotton is not the fabric to wear when you're hiking. So it's called the death fabric, or, like, apparently there's this common phrase, cotton kills.
Yeah.
Which I had not heard and did not know about. So this is maybe, like, a little bit of a corrections episode, and also, like, a you and me learning something new episode.
Right. I mean, I had known that, like, when we first got into it, I was wearing the synthetics, and, like, I've always liked the moisture-wicking fabrics and things like that from, like,
right.
working out and everything. But then we got out there a couple of times, and we get done hiking for the day, and I'm like, okay, I should be drying off soon, and it just... not drying off, and I'm trying right. to figure out why cotton has been drying off. Well, turns out I'm wearing a cotton blend, but
yeah. It turns out you're wearing a cotton blend, which is an option, and we'll get to that in a minute. But, like, yeah, I think I remember that is specifically what you and I talked about in whatever episode that was, is it's how you did not like your performance blend
right.
shirts because they were, like, not drying fast, and you felt like you were getting soaked and walking around in a wet shirt all day.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we did some research. We're going to share that research with the people that are listening to this episode. So,
right.
where do you want to start?
I mean, I can start with just saying that the shirts that I was wearing that I steered away from and went towards a cotton shirt were polyester. And I thought those are more or less the 100% polyesters, like the performance shirts, like you said. And mm-hmm. I thought that was going to be great. And then I switched to what turns out is a 60-40 cotton poly blend. And those have been great. But what I'm reading and finding out, and I had no idea, but, like, when they get wet, and we discussed, I sweat a lot. So my shirts aren't mm-hmm. going to be wet regardless of rain or not. They lose their insulating qualities and things like that, which if it's in a warm temperature, that's not the end of the world so much. But if it's cooling down like that one day when we were out in the rain and it was chilly and everything, like I didn't realize I was at the risk of hypothermia just because I was wearing cotton.
Right. Right. I know. So, I mean, so that's one of your options
yeah.
though. Like, I mean, supposedly these like synthetic polyester blend sport type shirts or whatever, like supposedly that is the best way to go. I mean, aside from one of the other ones that is very popular, which is like your merino wool,
right?
Then you got your synthetics, or like you get a bamboo blend, like are kind of your
right.
categories that you can get. So your synthetics, like you're talking about, like that's the whole thing with them, is they're supposed to be moisture wicking, They're supposed to be lightweight, and they're supposed to be fast drying. And your experience was that you didn't find your synthetic one to be fast drying.
No, not at all. And I don't know if it was just the conditions we were in, if it was just a little too humid for that, but I'm not gauging humidity every time we're out on the trail and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But the cotton poly blends, when we're done, I don't even have to take my shirt off and hang it on a line like I used to with the polyester. I just wear it around camp, and as I am not sweating as much, my shirt is drying along with me. And I've found that I get a lot more comfortable, and I've just got a dry t-shirt on again after about, you know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes of being at camp. So,
yeah,
I'm not a scientist. I don't understand how it works. I just know what's happened in my experience, and the preference for me would be to not go back to a full synthetic polyester shirt. Stick with either the cotton blend, or yeah. I'm, because of this research, I'm looking at spending a little bit and trying out a merino wool. So,
here's what I found out about cotton, which you kind of know, but when you hear the actual number, it's kind of crazy. So cotton absorbs water, which, like,
right.
Okay, yeah, clearly, right? I mean, clearly it absorbs water. It absorbs 27 times its weight in water. So, and then it holds on to the water. So that's, like, those coupled together is the problem. So, like, it holds onto a lot of water, and it can hold just so freaking much.
Right.
So, like, that's a problem. And then, tell me if you knew this, because I didn't know this. Apparently, when it's wet, it no longer insulates.
No.
Which I do not understand the science behind.
No, I learned that today just as much. They're just as you, like you did. Like, I had no idea. Like, it makes sense, because if your t-shirt is soaked, then you feel cold, or you feel colder.
Yeah.
So,
well, and then apparently, and again, I'm not a scientist, so I don't fully understand how this works. But so then it says it traps moisture against the skin too. So what I am guessing that means is, like, okay, you're sweating, right? Like, Mike, you've said you sweat a lot. It is pulling, it is absorbing that sweat on, like, the inside of the shirt. But then because it is not moisture wicking, it doesn't pull that moisture to the outside of a shirt. So then that moisture stays up against your skin, which then makes you feel colder, which maybe in super hot climates is maybe not such a bad thing. But if you're getting into your, like, spring or fall, that could be bad news bears.
Right. And, well, I also feel like it also, I mean, my moisture wicking shirts, the polyester shirts, would still hang off of me a little bit when I was wearing them and they were soaked. Right. The cotton tends to stick to you. So I don't necessarily mean it necessarily holds it up. Well, I mean, I guess that could be the outcome of it holding it to the inside of the shirt, though, too, instead of is that it just sticks right to you. And then it's just you're providing or producing more sweat, and it's just it's got nowhere to go at that point then. So,
well, and then you're going to start running into all sorts of other things too. So if you got your cotton and it's clinging to you, then you're going to have, like, your chafing or your, like, rubbing in weird spots, which is going to cause all sorts of other issues on top of that.
Right. Well, and then I guess, and I didn't look this up, and I probably should have, but if it's no longer insulating, then it's no longer providing any UV protection either, right? Because
cotton
isn't necessarily UV protecting shirt. We bought, when we went on vacation and we were out in the water and everything a lot, I bought specific UV shirts that even when they're wet, they provide UV protection. So, I didn't look that up, and I wish I would have, but I assume, because people wear shirts in pools, but then, well, then they'll still get sunburned, though, so.
But then they'll still get sunburned, right, exactly. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking maybe not so good for UV, although I guess I don't really know.
Being in the woods, we've never really applied sunblock being out in the woods, just because there's a ton of shade.
We're usually in the shade.
Yeah. So.
Right.
I mean, that's probably not the biggest concern, but it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm thinking about buying some other shirts.
Well, so I know I'm thinking about buying some other ones too. So which you said you're leaning towards the merino wool. I'm leaning towards like a bamboo. So what
Okay.
is,
I
why
did
are
look
you thinking merino wool?
just from the research, that's basically what I've been reading is like that's the material that's been around the longest that it's tried and true for outdoor things like hiking and backpacking, things like that. Bamboo is it's not a new fabric, but it's newer. I don't know, it's getting on, it's getting more saturated in the market. It wasn't out
Yeah.
there very much, so.
I know. So, okay, so here's why I'm leaning towards bamboo and just let's talk it through real quick. So, supposedly,
Okay.
so not only am I not a scientist, I am also not a clothing manufacturer, so I don't fully understand how this works.
Okay.
But you can get, and I'm using air quotes here even though people can't see it. So you can get bamboo performance blends.
Okay.
Okay, so supposedly these bamboo performance blends, they do the moisture wicking like you want, but they are supposedly like more comfortable. Like I don't like that sport, that moisture wicking, whatever that's considered, that synthetic like polyester
Like, yeah,
stretchy.
it's like a silky,
Like
but not silk.
it's like a silky plasticky feeling. Like I do not like the feel of that fabric. Supposedly these bamboo ones are like a softer, more comfortable fabric, but then also have some of the same properties for like your moisture wicking, your fast drying, all that sort of stuff built in.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't that bamboo blends or bamboo never even came up in my research. And now I'm a little upset as that happened. I feel ill prepared.
I mean, I like the idea of like we have merino wool socks. I love my merino wool
For sure.
socks. Super comfy, great at like, keeping your feet comfortable, all that sort of stuff. So like if you could buy a t-shirt made out of that, I'm not saying I wouldn't give it a try.
Right. I'm sure they're similarly priced because all of the bamboo products that I have purchased or researched, like we have bamboo bed sheets. They're a little bit more expensive, but I actually really like them. They're super comfortable. So.
Well, and I guess one of the pluses with that merino wool, too, just based on my socks, I assume any other clothing would be the same, is like the merino wool is supposed to resist odors. Now, how does that work? Couldn't tell you. But it's supposed to like wick the moisture away and not smell. I mean, and Lord knows we've talked about when you're out in the woods for a couple of days, you're going to come out of there smelling. So anything to help you not smell so bad.
And I mean that'd be a pleasant thing. I mean, I haven't made a point to smell my socks after we're hiking to see if that's true, but
I mean, they're not great, let's be honest. They're not, they're never going to be great, but less bad than cotton, apparently. So that's like hot weather, like Michigan hot weather. Supposedly, cotton is also bad in like dry Arizona. I keep picking on Arizona. I don't know why that's when I think I like hot and dry climate, Arizona is what I think of.
The desert.
Supposedly, the desert, right? Supposedly, cotton's bad for that too because it doesn't breathe well and it can cause you to overheat. So then again, you're gonna want. So maybe it's not like a moisture issue at that point. Maybe it's not any of that, but it's going to make you overheat because it doesn't breathe the way that some of these performance polyester synthetic blends breathe.
And I forget what I was reading when we were out there, but like you don't sweat like you sweat here when you're out in the desert. You don't your shirt may not become saturated, but you're just losing moisture out of your breath and like all that stuff. You're getting dehydrated that way. And so you may not realize that you're that dehydrated or that bad off because your shirt's not soaked, but you're...
It was that one guide that we were talking to. Basically, yeah. Your sweat evaporates as fast as you're sweating because it's so dry in the air that it's not, like, accumulating. So people don't realize that they're sweating because you're not getting, quote-unquote, sweaty.
Yeah.
And that causes, like, dehydration issues.
Right. And that's not what this episode's about. I just, my mind went there. But,
Well, no, but that, I mean, that goes into, like, it's the same sort of stuff that we're talking
about. Well, right. Yeah. I mean, your shirt's not going to be soaked. So you may think, like, hey, everything's fine, but you're losing moisture, but your body's staying at the same temperature. If you were sweating like you sweat here, it would actually cool you off because you're going to lose that insulation out in that desert climate, you know, and then you'd be not going to stay fine, but in that heat, you'd be better off if you were actually sweating and your shirt was soaked, but you're really not going to get to that point with that. If I'm saying, or if that makes sense,
I'm following what you're saying. Yeah.
Picking up what I'm putting down. Okay, good. Yeah. So, like I said, I haven't really had an experience with any of the, bamboo other than our bed sheets and stuff, but that, from sleeping on that and as comfortable as that is, I'd be willing to give that a go.
Okay, yeah. So you give the merino wool a try, okay. And I will give the bamboo a try,
okay.
And then we can reconvene.
We can report back,
like actual when we have actual feedback from like trying these out,
right.
To see which one's better.
Okay. That we can do, because like we said in the previous episode, we're going to be planning a trip coming up here, so we'll be able to get something and give it a try. Good deal.
So that's like your hot weather stuff. Let's talk about cold weather for cotton.
Okay.
So like you would think if some of these issues are not a thing, like if you're in cooler climates, maybe cotton would be fine, right? Because like we're talking about like wicking sweat and all that sort of stuff. Why is cotton bad in cold conditions? Do you have any notes about that?
Well, yeah. It's slow to dry. It claims to be slow to dry anyway. Like that's not my experience, but well, mine isn't full cotton though either. But it's slower to dry, which means that your shirt is going to stay wet longer if you keep your shirt on, and it's when it's wet, it doesn't have that insulation, then your body heat is going to go out the window, and therefore, like I said in our last trip, that I was at risk of hypothermia and didn't even know it because I was in a wet shirt. Right. Well, I did change into one of my dry shirts, but had I not, I probably would have gone into hypothermia because I would have just been sitting there with 50-degree temperatures outside and sitting in wet clothes. So,
right, yeah. Which is not good.
No.
And then, supposedly, even if it is dry, like, even if you're not, like, having the wet weather conditions.
Yeah.
Supposedly, cotton draws, well, wet cotton. I guess wet cotton. So, this is assuming you still sweat.
Right.
Wet cotton draws heat away from the body, which then goes into the hypothermia stuff that you're talking about. So, like, it all kind of works together.
Yeah. Well, and realistically, even if it's cold out, I'm still like, I'm sure most people are like me, where you're still going to sweat because you're hiking 6 miles or longer.
Yeah.
You're going to be sweating. And if it's 50 degrees outside, then that's your problem with cotton.
that's your problem right there. Yes. Right. So, I mean, we kind of been like shitting on cotton, which seems to be well deserved.
Right.
The inevitable question is, like, is it ever okay to wear cotton then? Like, if it's bad in the heat and it's bad in the cold and it's bad in the wet and it's bad in the dry,
I mean,
when is it okay to wear cotton? Is it ever okay to wear cotton?
I mean, it's obviously still a fabric that's heavily produced, so I would have to say that it is, but I mean, you see fewer and fewer 100% cotton materials. It's a cotton poly blend or something. So
when Mike and I were kids and growing up, it was drilled into us by marketing that cotton cotton is the fabric of your lives,
right?
Wear cotton. turns out there's better options out there.
Right, right. Well, and so when we started this and people are like, oh, merino wool and all that stuff. Whenever I hear wool, I think of the old wool sweaters from like when we were kids and all that stuff too. They're just itchy and that's just exactly uncomfortable what I think and about. Hot and all that. But it turns out the merino wool is breathable and moisture. It's a apparently a damn good fabric. So, I only have experience with that with their socks, though. So I'm going to have to, like I said, I want to give it a shot.
So here's what I have in my notes, because I knew, like, the question that I just asked was going to come up because I knew I was going to ask it. So it's like, when is cotton okay to wear, right?
Okay, yeah. So back I actually do have that in my notes. Sorry.
So here is what I am gathering from the wider community of hikers on when it's fine to wear clothing.
Okay.
Cotton. So, basically, if it is extremely dry and hot,
okay,
it is maybe okay to wear cotton because it might help keep you a little cooler.
Right. It might. Might act like some kind of an air conditioner with that insulation loss.
Or the other time you could theoretically wear cotton and it would be safe to do so, according to the notes that I took, casual, low risk, like strolls in the woods.
Right.
Like if you're not like doing any strenuous, hardcore hiking, you're just out checking out nature. You're maybe going for like a quick little day hike. Probably okay to be wearing.
Right.
That. You don't need no fancy, high tech fabric just to give it a try.
Yeah. That's when it's good.
That's like the two.
Well, I've got like the one two other. That I got. I do have one other.
Okay, where else?
Around camp. Like, once you're done exerting yourself, you could change into a cotton shirt and just wear that around camp because it does have the little bit of insulating quality when it's not wet. So if you're just around camp or for when you're sleeping, there you go. Like, you could, but again, these are things where there's little to no risk of being wet.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess the other one that I would add, and I'm just kind of making it up at this point, but the other one that I would add is like as part of a larger layering.
Yeah. Okay.
Scheme. I feel like you can mix some cotton in there.
Yeah.
As part of that. Like, if that is not, like, all you are wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have something that's either over or underneath the cotton, then you have a lot. I guess the negative qualities of the cotton won't necessarily be put to the test because you have another layer that is going to make up for it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yep. My notes do say, in general, the rule of thumb for outdoor survival is cotton kills, so leave it at home in favor of better fabrics.
I know. Well, and realistically, we live in the crazy future now, right?
Right.
Where, like, you do have other options.
Right.
Maybe some other options are better suited for hiking than cotton.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to give those other options a try.
Yes,
so
we certainly are. I mean, this is, it's one thing that I like about doing this podcast is it forces Mike and I to learn new things. And, you know, like a year ago or whenever it was that we recorded that other episode, where we were like praising cotton. That's what we knew at that time.
Right.
And now we are learning better. And as we learn better, that is a great opportunity to share with the listeners.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Just because, just because that's what we knew then doesn't mean we can't grow and learn and be better for the future. So,
for sure.
Yep.
So I know that this is kind of a short episode, but that is really the extent of what I have on my list to discuss. Did you have anything else on your list that you wanted to go over as far as cotton goes?
No. Other than the one thing is that the cotton tent does tend to be a little bit of a heavier fabric. I don't have any experience with merino wool, but I do know that like my polyester shirts were a lot lighter to carry. So
yeah,
that's one negative aspect with the cotton too, is that it does tend to be a little bit heavier. So if you are an ultra lighter with air quotes, then stay away from it there too.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, that's all I got.
Okay. Well, so. If anybody else has any... Actually, let me back up for a minute. So, I guess, just to recap... Cotton kills. Cotton is the death fabric.
It's no longer the fabric of our lives.
It is no longer cotton is king.
Right, yeah.
It is now cotton kills. So maybe try to look into some alternatives, especially for, like, your t-shirt, long sleeve shirt, whatever like the top portion of your body is wearing.
Yeah.
Try an alternative. Try if you're like me and you don't like those performance fabrics. I'll report back on what I think of the bamboo. I'm like actually fairly excited to give that one a try to see how that goes. Mike is going to check out the merino wool.
Yep.
I am curious what that fabric feels like in t-shirt form.
Yep. Same. I'm interested.
That'll be an interesting one to see what it looks like, but we're going to try those. We will report back when we have those. So try some of the other fabrics. Don't just stick with cotton. At least try a cotton poly blend or a cotton something blend that is not 100% cotton. Maybe something that is specifically made for active, sweating, whatever type of year you're going. Is it like supposed to keep you warm or is it supposed to keep you cool based on all that sort of stuff? Find a specific fabric made for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has any specific fabrics that they have tried or any brand of shirt or any style of whatever that you have that you swear by, Mike and I would love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
You can send us those comments to our email. Our email is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. Or you can contact us through our website, which is SeanMikeHike.com. Or you can reach us on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike. As always, we appreciate everybody that already has, but please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this episode. It certainly helps. And until next time,
go take a hike. We'll see you next time.